This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Generative AI is, it seems, everywhere. That includes the silver screen and film festivals the globe over and right here in the St. Louis region. This year's St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase, hosted by Cinema St. Louis, features the festival's first AI-generated film. It's called Anomaly, and it's written and directed by Jack Snyder. Its inclusion in Cinema St. Louis's programming has elicited reaction from audience members and filmmakers alike. And this Sunday, a town hall at the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase will take up questions and concerns about AI in film that will inform the organization's policy, which does not yet exist, on generative AI going forward. Here to share the creative process behind Anomaly is Jack Snyder. Jack, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you, Elaine. It's great to be here.
So let's talk first about this film. What is Anomaly about?
Anomaly is about a boy while on a camping trip in the woods with his father. He discovers a mysterious alien device which can bend reality, and this gets the attention of a secretive government agency who's willing to kill to control it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did the idea for the film, what you've just described, come before the decision to use AI, or was it the other way around? How did that work?
Well, it's kind of a blend. I saw a demo of Google DeepMind VO3, which is generative AI. And to be honest with you, I really knew very little about generative AI. And when I saw this demo, I wondered, wow, can I make a short film with this? And what I did is I used elements of a screenplay I wrote in the 90s, a feature-length screenplay. Mm-hmm. I took elements of that reconstructed it to make a condensed version story of it to fit in like 10 minutes.
Did you have any conversations with people before you began this endeavor?
No. And the only real contact I'd had with AI is what everybody does, ChatGPT, Claude, you know, that sort of thing. And although I'd heard of generative AI, and this just sounds ridiculous since I'm a filmmaker, I just never paid that much attention to it until I saw the demo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, wow, I wonder if I could make a short film. And it's really just was an experiment to see if I could do it.
Mm-hmm. What was the timeline? When did you start thinking about this and actually begin?
Well, I saw the demo on May 28th of last year, which was 8 days after it got released on the market. And I had the script written probably within 2 weeks. And I just wrote it actually in an afternoon. It's only like 15 pages long. And then I dabbled in AI of EO3 myself. And that was just, it was going to be just too time consuming from the learning curve. So I hired a guy out of Seattle who was far better versed in AI. And it took us like 2 months of phone calls and Zoom calls for me to work with him to craft every single shot. There's 180 shots in the movie, but we had to create probably 1,500 to 2,000 to get those. And we had all of that done by August, I think. It could have been early September. Because, you know, neither of us are working on it full time. I have other projects I'm working on. It was just a side project. And then all of the audio is human created. I hired actors to redub the five characters in the movie. I had a sound designer do all the sound effects. And then I hired a composer to create the score. And that took several months work with schedules and everything. And I finally finished it in early March. So from June to March, 9 months, I guess, but extremely part-time.
Mm-hmm. And part-time because you're doing other projects mentioned.
That's right. This was just something I just wanted to see if I could do.
Mm-hmm. As far as your traditional filmmaking credits go, there's quite a lot, right?
Right.
You're a St. Louis native,
Right.
You lived in Los Angeles for some time,
right,
and then moved back to STL. Compared to the other projects that you have done, what was the kind of work that it took to create Anomaly?
Well, it was in some respects more difficult because you cannot direct AI characters, unlike directing a human being. You can't collaborate with an AI character. In that respect, the creation of the images and putting it all together was more complicated. But the very fact that it could be done from home at a computer and on the phone and not having a crew with a cast show up at a location and worry about extraneous things like the rain and that sort of thing, in that respect, it was easier. So it was both easier and more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Who was the first person you showed it to when you were done?
My wife, although she had seen it at the various stages. Mm-hmm. I showed her versions of it in various stages.
And unbiased opinion from her, what did she have to say?
Well, I mean, she was very, very objective about it. I mean, when the cut didn't work, she told me it didn't work. And when we finally had a cut that actually worked, an edit, and I knew it in my heart and soul, it really worked. I didn't say anything to her. When she watched it, she's like, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I had something there. It won 3 awards out of Miami Film Festival, Best Director, Best Sci-Fi Film, and Best Visual Effects, and won 2 awards out of France, Best AI Film and Best Visual Effects.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to invite you to this conversation. What are your thoughts about generative AI and its use in film? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. You can also send an email to talk@stlpr.org. So, Jack, you've mentioned all of these places where you submitted Anomaly.
Yes.
When you submitted this film to the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase, what motivated you to do that?
Well, it was on the schedule to come up next, and I had not submitted a film to the St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase since 2012 when I lived here, and I submitted a feature-length film titled Fatal Call. And so there's this huge gap. We lived in Los Angeles, and then when we came back, I worked on a feature that was done in Louisiana, but there, you know, it just simply was the next thing that was coming up. And so I just thought, what the heck, I'll just submit it. And you know, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. In making this film, you know, did creating Anomaly feel any different from the creation of your other work?
Yeah, I mean, the actual image creation, like I had mentioned, you know, because I'm not dealing with human beings, And as far as the cast goes, that created some complications. Like I said, it was easier in some respects because we didn't have to go out on location with the cast and crew. But it was frustrating in the sense that I had to really struggle with the AI characters to get what I wanted. And also, the interesting thing is I was going to change the voices no matter what. But when we would do a clip, sometimes the voices had a German accent and sometimes they had a British accent. And that's because the AI, it hallucinates. We all heard about how it hallucinates and makes mm-hmm. mistakes. Generative AI is no different. And it just, characters, their voices would change. And like I said, accents and tone, and like they were different people from cut to cut. And so, you know, once I entered post-production, it felt exactly like any other film because mm-hmm. I was dealing with actors and a composer and a sound designer and a sound engineer. That was so refreshing to me. It was like I can fall back on my experience of post-production of any film I've made. And also an editor. You know, the editor took the clips and cut it, and I had to make some changes, and just like I would any other film. So just the creation of the images was different But once I got into post-production, it was exactly like any other film.
Mm-hmm. The number of people involved in making Anomaly, how did that compare to, you know, a conventional film that you would make?
Well, I had 12 people, and that includes two investors. So not counting the investors because they weren't actively working on the day-to-day stuff, I used 10 people, and they mostly all came into play, except for the AI animator. They mostly all came into play in post-production, mm-hmm. in a sound studio. I have already said this before, and it bears repeating again. I'm not going to make an AI film anymore. This was, like I said, an experiment. I probably will use AI for special effects, maybe, but not to create characters mm-hmm. out of it. And I'm glad I did it. Through my whole life, I have had stages where I've experimented with technologies and experimented with film techniques and stuff. And this was just another one that along the way.
Mm. Now, it has this film, its acceptance. It has ruffled some feathers.
It sure has.
Understandably, you know, I think has upset quite a few people. But even at the sort of the beginning level, you told me that you were surprised, you know, shocked even, that Anomaly was accepted to the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase. Why?
Well, you know, the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase is basically St. Louis specific. You have to have a connection to St. Louis, which I do. But I'd been out of the loop for 13 years. And so I believe most of the staff for like the St. Louis International Film Festival, Cinema St. Louis, had changed over in that time. And there's a whole new generation of filmmakers, which is wonderful. That's how it's meant to be. So I was kind of like, I disappeared for 13 years, new people. And so I just, when I submitted it, I thought, well, maybe it won't be accepted because I'm kind of like fallen off the map. But that's only part of it. I thought it might not be accepted because it was an AI film.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had only been submitting the festivals that I've won at, I only submitted to them because they took AI films. It was in their rules. They could take an AI film. And I didn't really see yay or nay for the AI film for the St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, well, it's like, I describe it like a Hail Mary pass in football. You just threw the ball to the end zone and see if someone catches it. So I actually sort of expected it to be rejected. And I suddenly got my congratulations email. And I thought, wow, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm. We're going to pick up with this conversation after we take a short break. We're talking today about AI in film, and specifically a film that is part of the St. Louis Filmmakers Showcase that has occasioned a conversation about policy around generative AI and films that are submitted for Cinema St. Louis festivals. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation about generative AI in filmmaking with Jack Snyder. Jack is a St. Louis native who's had a long career as a writer, producer, and director. His sci-fi short, titled Anomaly, will screen this Sunday at the High Point Theater as part of this year's St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase. Jack's film features visuals that are AI-generated. Following its screening, a town hall will take up questions and concerns about the place of AI in film festivals that run out of Cinema St. Louis. Emmett Williams is the organization's director of festival curation and education. He told producer Maya Norfleet the conversation is meant to inform Cinema St. Louis's approach to future programming.
When it comes to AI, we currently don't have an AI policy, and that is the reason why we are starting the conversation and having this AI town hall this weekend. Every year, we get more and more films that are submitted that are using AI, and sometimes people admit it, and sometimes they don't. I don't want to say that they're trying to trick us, but sometimes it's really obvious. And so that happens. So every year there's more and more and more submissions using AI from all over the world. But also what happens is that we are also getting both complaints. There was one filmmaker who submitted his film, was accepted, and then once they found out that there was a film using AI in the festival, he pulled his film because he didn't want to be part of a festival that had any AI. On the other hand, and what people don't know is that I also get emails from people saying, if I didn't have AI, I wouldn't have been able to complete my film. So people are really passionate on both sides of the issue. I also don't believe that I should be the one to decide our policy. I want to take in the film community's opinion and thoughts and passions and anger and acceptance. I want to take in all that and then, you know, with the film community, decide on what we should do going forward.
And that was Emmett Williams, Cinema St. Louis's Director of Festival Curation and Education. Jack, hearing what Emmett says there, what does it bring up for you?
Well, technology has changed over the decades, over the past century in film, and there has been some resistance. The movie Tron in 1982 was going to be up for a special effects award, but when they found out they used computers, they pulled it out of that category. And of course now, not counting AI, just normal CG is using computers, computer-generated images, and nobody gives it a second thought now. So we've been here before, where we are with AI. I started in motion picture film, where I would shoot not digital but real film, and then cut it and splice it together with tape. And my first feature was done that way, and that nobody does anything like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we transitioned in the early 2000 transition from film to digital, there was a lot of filmmakers that were friends of mine that were saying, you know, I don't think digital films are real films. And it's like, there was this pushback. It was like, you know, this is, if you want to be a filmmaker, you have to shoot film. I have never been a proponent or opponent to any technology. When I was able to shoot a 35 millimeter film in 2006, Ghost Image, and that was kind of the last gasp or death rattle of 35 millimeter. And I had no problem switching to digital after that. And so it's just, I've never had any issues. I wanted to add something really quick. You had said that the screening in town hall is on Sunday. It's actually Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Saturday.
Saturday, yes. The 25th at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And that will be a screening and then a conversation afterward.
That's right. That's right.
Emmett Williams also shared what he's learned from fellow filmmakers regarding their thoughts on AI-generated films in festivals.
So I've been talking to filmmakers a lot about how they're feeling about AI. And what I've come to learn is that there's a lot more feeling of it's here. It's not going away. We just need a good policy. What I've learned is that what filmmakers want is for filmmakers using AI to admit it. If I'm leaning in towards any sort of policy, it feels like we're veering towards some sort of disclosure. But then, like, if you disclose, then, I mean, let's say that somebody doesn't disclose, do I automatically kick them out? Or what if, you know, and then it's like, what percentage of the film is okay? Like, like something that we've been talking about is like, what if there's no AI in your film, but you used AI in the pre-production process? You know, what if like you had AI create all your spreadsheets or do all of the research, that sort of thing? Like where is that line? I don't know where that line is. But I'm excited for somebody to yell at me and tell me what it is.
So yelling, hopefully not too much, but
yeah. I agree with Emmett. It is here and it's not going anywhere. Oscar-winning filmmaker Steven Soderbergh, he's going to be doing a film on the Spanish-American War, and he's going to hire actors, he's going to do all that. But he's using AI for some of the ships on the ocean, because it's a lower budget film, and that's a tool that can be used on those. And he's an Oscar-winning director. Darren Aronofsky, an Oscar-nominated director, some of his films have won Oscars. He did an entire web series. The whole thing was AI, and it was on the events that happened in 1776. And again, if that was done live action, that would have been a much bigger budget. And there's nothing wrong with doing it live action. Obviously, that's plenty of that's been done. But he chose to do that. However, he has a company. He has a company that does AI films. But that doesn't mean he stopped doing regular films, traditional films. He's in production right now on a feature film starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And so it's, like Emmett said, it's here. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Netflix just recently came out with, I guess, admitted that there's like 300 movies and shows that are on their platform that have some AI in it.
That disclosure point, I think people want to know what they're being presented with. Did it ever cross your mind to submit this film without the disclosure?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, my film is made with first generation AI image quality, and the image quality, it's like in the year since we made the images, it's advanced so far that if it was in any other industry, it'd be like a half a century of advance in technology. If it was in the automobile industry or whatever, just in 1 year, the image quality in my film is obviously AI. But even if it wasn't, on all the material when I submit it, I just call it, it's an AI, all images created by AI, all audio created by humans. I just describe it that way. And I'm a big believer in content is king. And no matter what you make in a creative endeavor, no matter what your tools are, it sinks or swims on the content. Are people engaged? And if they're engaged, does it really make a difference?
Mm-hmm. As we close in the last minute or so, what are you looking forward to most when it comes to this town hall that's happening on Saturday?
Well, what I am not looking, which I'm going to have to explain, I'm going to explain it right here on the air for anyone listening. I am not an AI expert. I am a filmmaker who made a film using AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go through my experiences. I can tell everybody. I do have probably more experience than most in the city. I can go through the pros and cons of using AI. And that's what I'm gonna do.
Jack Snyder is the filmmaker behind Anomaly. Jack, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elaine.
Anomaly screens as part of the St. Louis Filmmaker Showcase at the High Point Theater on Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. The town hall will begin immediately after the screening. For more info and tickets, visit festivals.cinemastlouis.org.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Laura Hamden, and my colleague Jessica Rogan and I are your daily hosts of the Gateway Newsletter. We meet with the editors in the STLPR newsroom every weekday to bring you the top local stories of the day in a quick and easy 6-minute read by 6 a.m. In an age of overwhelm, it's a refreshing, thoughtful take on the news day, if we do say so ourselves. Fine-tune your daily news habit with the Gateway Newsletter. Subscribe at stlpr.org/gateway.